Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 6, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, August 6, 2019. Haim Vittel, the Gate of Reincarnations, the Ari warned all the students in his group to take upon them the observance of the condition of loving the neighbor as yourself. Thanks to this, his request for love of friends will rise to the Creator together with their requests, and he will be able to ascend and perform the correction above. Michael Leitman and Professor David Patterson talk: the responsibility of being a chosen people. Professor David Patterson, Hillel A. Feinberg Chair in Holocaust Studies at the University of Dallas, Texas, meets with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman to discuss the reasons for anti-Semitism and the role of Jews in the world. As author of the book, Anti-Semitism and Its Metaphysical Origins, 2015, Professor Patterson mentions that one of the main reasons for anti-Semitism is the secretiveness of Jewish culture and the ability of the Jewish people to communicate with God, which the Jews hide. Moreover, Professor Patterson states how this divine ability is what makes the Jews a chosen people, separate from other nations of the world. Dr. Leitman elaborates on what it means to be a chosen people, that is, it is to convey to the people that they are chosen. This can be done by showing an example of a loving attitude, according to what is written, "Love your neighbor as yourself," Leviticus 19:18. If so, still, why Jews? It stems back to the origins of Jewish people. The group of Israel, from the words Yasharkel, straight to the upper force, as a collective of 70 nations, was gathered by Abraham around the principle love covers all crimes atop of the great crisis in ancient Babylon called the Tower of Babel. According to Abraham's teaching, there are two forces operating reality, continuously evolving human ego, negative, that is ego as the desire to enjoy at the expense of others, and the force of connection between people, positive. Apparently, by connecting these two opposite forces and setting positive above negative, it is possible to reveal godliness, a single force of love and bestowal, called in Kabbalah the Creator. After the Jews left Babylon, the human ego continued evolving. They thus revealed the unfounded hatred between them and could no longer cover it with love. Therefore, Jews lost their connection with the upper force, forgot their method of connection, and dispersed all over the globe. Because of the current global crisis in every area, the world requires the method of connection above the ego, revealed by Abraham, and the Jews, even if they are unaware of it, are the carriers of this method. From now onward, the people of Israel have to reactivate their connection and show an example to humanity, to be the so-called light unto the nations, Isaiah 42:6. To teach and share an educational method for everyone to be able to learn how to live harmoniously in today's world. If the Jews fail to fulfill their role, anti-Semitism will rise even more, but if they succeed, the entire world will receive an opportunity to reveal the sublime upper force of love and bestowal through their unification, and live a new life of happiness, confidence and perfection. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is the right or left where most American anti-Semitism comes from? Anti-Semitism is equal to everyone. However, for the time being, there is more anti-Semitism coming from the left, because the left can cover itself more and say, no, we're liberal, we're for equality, etc. But it's interesting to see that after all that, they're more anti-Semitic than the right. Also, why does the right support Jews, Judaism and Israel? It's because, for the time being, it fits with their struggle against the left, the liberals. These things, however, can overturn, because as I mentioned, anti-Semitism is equal to everyone. The secret of black holes. Remark: black holes have been verified. Time stops there, the laws of physics do not apply. The gravitational field is so strong that it consumes everything, including the light. My comment, the laws of physics of this world do not work there. Question, what does this knowledge give us? Answer, it lets us understand that there is a border for time, space, and motion. Completely foreign laws are in effect there that we cannot approach or study. That is, we can guess based on what we know that everything is different there. But how different? In a few more centuries, we still will be no closer to discovering this because we are standing behind the radio telescopes that gave us a picture of that black hole. We are trying to research this phenomenon with our egoistic minds that are quite mechanical rather than quantum, and therefore, nothing will come from it. In order to perform a serious study of what lies beyond, of what happens inside the black hole, where totally different laws of physics are at play, we too need to be different. We have only caught a glimpse of our universe to this point of transition to some other space. This is the boundary of our attainment. We call it the border. It is the boundary of time and space. Neither exist there. We have no knowledge of whatever lies inside these black holes. One thing is clear, everything disappears before us. It would be interesting to see how we would appear from up there if we looked at this world through this black eye. Remark, this would be interesting, indeed. To look, from a different dimension, at our own. My comment, we would appear to be very primitive. Below the speed of light. It is the most primitive state in all of nature, existence below the speed of light. This means that I am completely under the power of mechanical light. I am overpowered by it and controlled by it, I am nothing. I do not exist because my I cannot be felt. Question, what will bring us to the understanding that when a person changes, so does the world? Answer, when our world becomes a black hole where everything disappears. Comment, when will humanity arrive at this state? Answer, we will arrive at it through the recognition of evil, which we are gradually approaching. We can feel this evolution. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, the 23rd of April 2019. Wisdom and Love. Question, what are the stages of gaining wisdom and love in Kabbalah? Answer, where there is wisdom, there is love. Where there is love, of course, there is wisdom. Wisdom we call the light of Chochmah that spreads in the light of Hasidim. Hasidim is the light of devotion, unconditional, absolute bestowal, above all problems, beyond all reason. Above does not mean that you have no reason. On the contrary, you have a huge mind, and still you are ready to give everything. It is in this devotion that you begin to feel the Creator, and in this you feel love. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 24th of March 2019.